The Up and Running Morning Show on 98.1 KZE. Hope you're all enjoying your day. I am enjoying mine because to have company in the studio is something special. And I have a special person with me. Ellen Honig is here with us, and she is the director at the Performing Arts of Woodstock, the PAW of an American comedy, Richard Nelson's comedy. And this has a little interesting story behind it, doesn't it?
Ah, hello, Rick. I'm on.
Good morning,
Ellen.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm good. Well, I want to thank you for inviting us here.
It's a pleasure to have you. I'm glad you made it.
To let people know about our play. We're doing an American comedy by Richard Nelson. It was written in 1986, but it takes place in the 1930s on a cruise ship. And it's a farce. And people have mistaken it for, have thought it was like a real farce written in the 1930s, like, you know, the Marx Brothers movies, or maybe a Kaufman and Hart play or something like that. It's wild and funny and farcical. But Richard Nelson always buries into his plays messages and thoughts about society and what's happening in the world. And oddly, this was written in 1986, but it really resonates today, I think. He talks about racism is discussed, and class warfare, you know, and people, self-delusion. There's a character who opens the play who believes he's now a communist, and he's reading Das Kapital, this particular production is produced by Performing Arts of Woodstock, which has been, this is their 62nd year.
Wow.
So they've been around a long time, and
have you been with them?
I am not a member of their board. Okay. I am an invited director, and I've done a bunch of stuff with them. I've done a couple of Richard Nelson plays about the Apple family of Rhinebeck, and I did Uncle Vanya there, and I did Suddenly Last Summer there. I did a bunch of stuff there over the years. I think I've been able to direct there over the past 6 years, maybe one play a year with them. It's always nice because they're really supportive, hardworking group. Everybody pitches in there.
That's kind of cool. So you're a director that goes to different stages then, and you're not just in one theater all the time.
No, I am on the board of the Rhinebeck Theater Society, and I've been with the Rhinebeck Theater Society almost since 1990, actually.
Wow.
And I was on the original board of the Center for Performing Arts, and I directed quite a bit there as well, you know. But in this production, we have all these just really great actors, and they've been around for a while up here. There's Andrew Jaffe and Michael DeTore and John Remington and a lot of new people too. I don't want to go through the whole cast, but and Michael Jeswak, who is also a director who I've known for many years since the beginning of the Rhinebeck Theater Society, which is a long time ago. Actually, it was in Rhinebeck Theater Society was 1986, so same year that Richard Nelson wrote his play, An American Comedy. So Michael Jeswak was there with me assistant directing.
Well, I find it really interesting that the play was written 40 years ago, or 39 years ago, and it was about the 30s and is still contemporary in theme today.
It's actually, he wrote it during the Reagan years, but it seems to me that he chose the 30s to share all these ideas that have always existed in America since its inception, actually. You know, there's always been an issue with racism and classism and money. And it, there's the other issue is like capitalism versus socialism is in there too. And it's all, so all these messages come through, but they're all cut by humor, you know, so you don't feel like you're getting hit over the head with all these ideas. It's just fun. It really is. It's fun.
There's comedy definitely makes the medicine go down easier.
It does. It does.
Now,
so, yeah.
You yourself, Ellen, you were an actor, and now you've taken on directing.
Well, yes, I've been directing mostly. I haven't acted in many, many years. No, once I discovered directing, I realized that I wasn't an actress anymore. It just, my head was in a different place.
Well, which do you, as one who has experienced both positions, find tougher?
Oh, well, as a director, you have to control everything on stage. You have to look at it. You have to see it. You have to help
the big
other
picture.
Actors.
Yeah.
There's a lot of responsibility with it. As an actor, you have a lot to work on as well. And these things are totally, this is why I love working in theater, because it totally consumes you. Whether you're an actor or a director or a designer or whatever, you just get so, you know, my whole head just fills up with it, and it's like months before I come out.
Wow.
You know? And my family, people around me, my husband, they all have to live with that, you know? It's not easy for them.
Do you mean as the director or the actor?
Either way. You know, and
that's
when
funny.
When I'm the actor, I'm walking around, I'm, you know, speaking in tongues and doing all this stuff, you know, and that's
I mean,
so annoying
always.
For them.
I can only imagine how fun that would be. Well, Richard Nelson's An American Comedy, directed by Ellen Honig, who is our guest this morning.
Can I say one more thing?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. So I just want to say on behalf of Performing Arts of Woodstock that the next show is Social Security, written by Andrew Bergman, and will be in March, and the show following that is Shining City by Connor McPherson, and that will be in May.
Are you
two great plays
doing any of those?
No.
Okay.
Those are other directors.
Very nice.
Yes.
But it's nice to give a Performing Arts of Woodstock plug for them and their upcoming shows. And don't miss this weekend. It's happening. Friday and Saturday shows at 7:30. Sunday matinees at 1:30 at the Mezquel Hornbeck Community Center, 56 Rock City Road in Woodstock. Folks can visit performingartsofwoodstock.org. And don't miss out on this cool performance and a cool play written in 1986, which is kind of cool. And what else can you tell the folks that will hook them to come this weekend?
It's just an experience. I think I've watched audiences go out from the play just feeling happy, having enjoyed an evening, or, you know, just feeling good.
And that's what we
love.
And
I think we all want to feel good.
Yeah,
these
we
days.
Want to feel good, and we want to escape for a good hour and a half from all the other duties that we have to assume for, especially the holidays coming up. And so enjoy a post-Thanksgiving performance of An American Comedy in Woodstock at the Mezquel Hornbeck Community Center this weekend, Friday and Saturday, 7:30, Sunday matinee at 1:30. So there's plenty of time to get tickets and info at performingartsofwoodstock.org and support live entertainment. Ellen, thanks for supporting live entertainment.
Thank you, Rick. Thank you for having us on.
We appreciate you being here. And what's the best way for folks to get tickets?
If they go to performingartsofwoodstock.org, you can get tickets there.
Okay.
There is it also, but that would do it.
Yeah.
Performing Arts of Woodstock.
Yeah, we can't give them the QR code over the radio.
It doesn't work.
It could be cool, though. Thanks a lot for being here, Ellen. This is the Up and Running Morning Show on 98.1 KZE. We'll be right back after this.
This is Dr. Eve Walter, Ulster County Public Health Director, here to encourage you to be kind this holiday season and don't park in a handicapped spot. Unless you